All right. Thank you, everyone. Welcome to the July 18th, 2023 regular meeting of the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority meeting. We have present this evening Vice President Armitage and Directors Cooper, Martin, Orzechowski, and myself. Director Martin will be participating remotely per Government Code Section 54953F. Not E, as stated in the agenda, under AB 2449, per the emergency circumstances exception, if approved by the board at tonight's meeting. Per AB 2449, each attendee who participates remotely shall publicly disclose at the meeting before any action is taken, whether any other individuals 18 years of age or older are present in the room at the remote location with the member, and the general nature of the member's relationship with any such individuals. President Martin, is there anyone in the room with you? And if so, please state their relationship with you.
Yes, Madam Chair, my wife Phyllis Martin is in the room with me.
Thank you. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant boardroom as a convenience to the public. Members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. Because a board member is participating remotely pursuant to AB 2449, in the event that there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public who are using either the call-in option or internet-based service, no action will be taken until the disruption is resolved. All other announcements read at the SCV Water Board regular meeting earlier this evening pertain to this meeting as well. We do not have public present, so we will forego that next one. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item staff will present. I will
President Gutzeit, we should ask for public comment because we have people online, but there is none.
Yes, no,
you're just reading the items. Yeah, sorry.
I'm reading the items and we don't need to read about a public comment card because we don't have anybody here in public too. Yes, we will still do public comments, just that we don't need to worry about the comment cards. So I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from the board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. The first item is public comment. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. Do we have any public comment?
We do not.
Okay. I'll remind the public that is online at this time to, if you're on a landline, hit *9 to raise your hand and *6 to unmute. For those on a device such as a computer, smartphone, or other, please raise your hand. The first discussion item is item 1.3, approval of the agenda. Consider and approve a request by Director Martin to attend the July 18th, 2023 regular board meeting remotely due to emergency circumstances and approve the agenda. I'll pass this on to Joe Byrne to present further details.
There's nothing further to add other than it's the same action as before.
Okay. Are there any public comments?
There is not.
Any board discussion on this? All right, seeing none, the agenda is approved. Item two is consent.
I'm sorry, President Martin, we do need a motion to approve Director Martin's.
Right.
Oh, because, okay, following the script, didn't say that, but because he's remote, because we have to do a roll call because he's remote.
Mm-hmm, yeah, correct. We have to consider and approve a request by Director Martin to attend. So it's the line item. And
it's the same that occurred at the beginning of the first meeting. Because it's a separate entity, we're just doing it again. So we have a motion from Director Cooper and a second from Director Armitage.
All right. If there's no discussion and no public comment, we can call a roll call vote on that.
As I call your name, please state how you vote.
Do
Director Ozahofsky.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Martin.
Yes.
Vice President Armitage.
Yes.
President Gutzeit.
Yes.
This item is approved.
All right. We'll move
on. Thank you, Board.
Thank you. So the agenda is approved. Item two is consent calendar. There's one item on the consent calendar for approval tonight. This is approving the minutes of the June 20th, 2023 regular Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority meeting. Is there any public comment?
There is not.
Is there any board discussion? Is there a motion?
Martin moves approval.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Roll call vote, please.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Cooper?
Yes.
Director Ozahofsky?
Yes.
Vice President Armitage?
Yes.
President Gutzeit?
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to item three, the general agenda item, item 3.1, to be presented by Rochelle Patterson. This is approving a resolution authorizing the approval of a preliminary official statement for issuance of the 2023A revenue bond.
Yes, in lieu of the detailed presentation that the agency board just received, just for the record, I'll just go through a brief presentation. So on April 4th, 2023, the Upper SCB JPA Board of Directors adopted a resolution that authorized the legal documents for the issuance of the 2023 bond issue. The draft POS was presented to the F&A committee last month and is before this board today to approve. And the POS discloses material information on the offering that is used by potential investors to evaluate credit quality of and potential risk associated with the bonds, as well as general information on the financial and economic characteristics of the agency. We do still have the consultants and legal bond counsel on the call if there are any questions. But at this time, the recommendation is that the JPA Board of Directors approve a resolution authorizing the approval of the POS for the 2023 revenue bonds. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item?
There is not.
All right. Is there any board discussion or motion on this item? Director Cooper.
So I'll move the recommendation.
Second by Martin.
Second by Director Martin. Yes. All right. It's like Jeopardy. Can you get to the button? Please call the roll call vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Ozahofsky.
Yes.
Director Martin.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Vice President Armitage.
Yes.
President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass, and that's resolution number 2023-3.
All right. Thank you. And we are now at adjournment. We don't need a roll call vote for that, right?
We do not.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Gary, for hanging in there.
Yep. My pleasure.
Thank you, Gary. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thank you, Maria, for taking the board meeting all the way through. Thanks so much. We'll hopefully see you soon.
You can go back to bed now, Gary.
Okay.